This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Elon Musk's SpaceX has said it has signed up its very first private passenger seeking to fly around the moon. The announcement came as a surprise but provided no specifics. However, we'll find out what we do know about the first around-the-moon tourist after these tech headlines. Silicon Valley goes to D.C. again. The Senate Commerce Committee later this month will hold a hearing on the privacy practices of big tech companies. And as the Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon reports, the expected attendees include privacy execs from Alphabet's Google, Twitter, AT&T, and Apple. A report in the Journal says, before it was hacked, Equifax had a different fear: Chinese spying. 2 years after Equifax confirmed a breach that exposed the personal information of tens of millions of people worldwide, the credit reporting company in 2015 contacted the FBI about suspected Chinese spying. The company believed that some former employees had removed thousands of pages of proprietary information before leaving and heading to jobs in China. The Wall Street Journal has more at WSJ.com. AT&T's chief executive has a script for HBO. More data, more money. The company's CEO said it may shift resources to HBO from other parts of its newly acquired Time Warner business to step up programming investments and then use data on its customers' habits to inform content bets, part of a plan to compete with streaming giant Netflix. The TV advertising market remains a stagnant one. However, it's still a roughly $70 billion business. Straight ahead, the latest in space tourism. Elon Musk's SpaceX signs up the very first private passenger seeking to fly around the moon.
Sponsored by Harvard Business School Executive Education, offering four comprehensive leadership programs that transform rising executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
In a message on Twitter late last week, Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies Corporation had this to tweet: SpaceX has signed the world's first private passenger to fly around the moon aboard our BFR launch vehicle, an important step toward enabling access for everyday people who dream of traveling to space. Find out who's flying and why on Monday, September 17th. And here we are. Let's find out what we are due to find out and anything else we can about Elon Musk's SpaceX goals with The Wall Street Journal's Andy Pastor, who joins us from Los Angeles. Hi, Andy.
Hello there.
So, Andy, other than the fact that the flight has been booked, we don't know much. But what do we know about the mission? It's the first step in getting everyday people into space. What do we know about that first step? And realistically, do we know where we can place a timeline just yet?
So this is part of SpaceX and its founder, Elon Musk's, I would say, effort to pique curiosity. Some would call it showmanship. But in any case, they haven't revealed very much, except I think there are two big takeaways that most people who've been watching this can gather from the announcement. First of all, it shows that the company and its engineers increasingly are focused on accelerating development of this big new rocket called the BFR, which is the one that now SpaceX hopes to use to launch the first tourist around the moon, and then, of course, to take people much deeper into space. The second takeaway, I think, is that the plans for human space travel, as far as SpaceX goes, are really in flux. It's the fourth time in about 2 years that Musk and his team have changed plans for this tourist flight and how this big rocket will be used, or which rocket will be used for the tourist flight. So it just shows that they're really still looking for the best plan in their view. Timing-wise, I would say industry officials don't think that realistically it can happen before the end of 2019 or sometime in 2020, and that may be even too ambitious.
You write about how this surprise tweet suggests Elon Musk is trying to demonstrate momentum for this BFR rocket. More about this rocket, if you don't mind. Now, it's supposed to be the biggest, most powerful rocket ever, I understand, right?
That's absolutely right. And he hasn't really provided much detail even in the past. And there's an artist rendering that was released along with this tweet, which suggests that the outlines of it have changed. It has some fins. The silhouette has changed. But I think even more important than what this new rocket will be may be that SpaceX spent about $1 billion developing a smaller rocket, but still a very big one, called the Falcon Heavy, which had been scheduled to take people into space, to take tourists around the moon, and over the past, I would say, 7 or 8 months, those plans have essentially been scrapped, and the Falcon Heavy, which was supposed to be the flagship for this company, has been relegated to a relatively minor role, carrying cargo and mostly satellites and not people. So that shows that things are really in flux in SpaceX.
Right. You know, this is a story that continues to remain unpredictable. Again, the tweet came as a surprise, but that's not unusual. CEO Elon Musk keeps it unpredictable. But space experts were indeed caught off guard with this. How do industry experts see these lofty ambitions that SpaceX has, and how do you see the happy medium of a realistic timeline here?
So SpaceX has put out some incredibly ambitious timetables in the past and some ambitious plans for new rockets and spacecraft. Basically, it's never been able to meet its initial timelines, but to be absolutely fair and to give the company its due, it has managed to accomplish things that no one in the established industry ever thought that it would be able to do, landing boosters back vertically on Earth and reusing them, developing a whole new manned spacecraft called the Dragon, which we used to take astronauts to the space station next year. So the fact is that Mr. Musk operates on the idea that you put out the most ambitious goals that you can. You even make them public. You push people to try to accomplish them. And then he says if you come halfway close, you've already done more than anybody ever thought you could. And that continues to be his philosophy. The timeline for this big rocket and the tourist flight, very much up, very unclear. Monday we may get some more clarity from SpaceX, but even then, it'll be a rough estimate, and truly, the timing depends on how tests go and how the first flight test goes, and that's very unpredictable especially with a new rocket that's so much bigger and more powerful than anything that's ever been built before.
Fascinating story. We'll keep our eye on. Andy Pastor, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Check back with the podcast for details on Monday's big announcement. And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.